Well, good morning, Washington Defenders. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington Action. I am so glad that you're here this morning. A couple things as we get started today. We're going to do a little devotional, dive into some bills today, look at what we need to be watching in the public square. So if you have a comment or a question, feel free to put that in whatever platform you're on. I think we're on Facebook, Twitter, X, and Rumble right now. So you can just place that and hopefully it all works and I can see it. I'm the only one monitoring it today. So if I miss something, I do apologize. But I noticed a number of you are jumping on. So as you jump on today, we're going to read in Psalm 27 and talk about how we interact in the public square. And I think it's important because if we name the name Christ and we say that we're Christ followers, then we need to interact in a certain way in the public square that it can be abundantly clear, but it can't be rude. We should never be rude in how we approach. And so let's look at Psalm 27. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." And so no matter what you're going through today, I want to encourage you that the Lord is your light and your salvation today, that he is able to do far more than you could ever dream of. And then it says, "Whom shall I fear?" This is one of the biggest things that if we're not careful, we will start responding to our legislators out of fear and frustration versus out of allowing the Holy Spirit to empower us and embolden us with great confidence as we go. So the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And God is strengthening your life today. In no way should we think that just because we are Christ followers that we can't be clear in our stance. I think that's really important that clarity is not to be considered, is not to be considered being rude. You can be rude and be clear, but you can also be very clear and not be rude. And so the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I dread? When evildoers or the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumble and fell. And so no matter what you're going through today, I want to encourage you that your enemies will stumble and fall, though a host, though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, in this I will be confident. And so that's that confident part that I'm talking about. It's okay to be confident. It's okay to really have that aspect where you're standing and knowing that God is with you each and every step of the way. I like to say this, that our citizenship is in heaven and our stewardship is here on earth. And so when you think about what we're going to do today and talk about today, this is all stewardship. We are in no way trying to set up God's kingdom on his behalf here on earth. We are taking a stand to say, you know what, let's stand for righteousness. Let's stand for holiness. Let's stand for things that benefit our neighbor, that love our neighbor so that there could be good policies that are out there. And I want to remind you that the Lord is your light and your salvation, that you don't need to interact out of fear, that even though a host encamp against you, you can be confident. And that confidence is not in your own abilities. That confidence is really in knowing who your God is, that he is able to do far more than you ever dream of or imagine, that he is the protector of your life. In fact, you know, I think sometimes when we think about the our movement and we think about Washington Defenders, we may begin to think about, I've got to fight. I've got to take a stand. I've got to. And if you have so many eyes in there, I want to encourage you to reflect on that today and think through how you can be boldly confident, empowered by the Holy Spirit, but also understand that God is in control. God is over us. God goes before us in all things. So he goes on to say, "One thing I've asked from the Lord that I shall seek." And our asking needs to match our seeking. "That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And so thinking about that, how do we be confident? How do we be bold, not operate out of fear or frustration? How do we be respectful, but be clear? These are the things we want to do. And so we want to make sure that you simply know that you have a voice. I love this next part of the psalm. It says, and now my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. And so that psalm is just a beautiful psalm. I'm going to skip down to verse 11. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in the smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, unto the Lord. And so we're going to pray, and then we're going to dive into a couple practical actions that you can take today to let your voice be heard in the public square, knowing that ultimately God is over your life. He goes before you in all things. He surrounds you in all things. And we can take an incredible stand and be salt and light in the public square, maybe like never before. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we do take courage that your goodness follows us all the days of our life, that that you go before us, that we can be confident without being arrogant. We can be confident without experiencing fear. But God, that we can stand before you knowing that we love our neighbor, we love those around us as we interact in this public square. So God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for all that you want to do in our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So if you're new with us, welcome, Washington Defenders. We do four things: pray, vote, sign, and engage. We love to be a part of the public square. Again, we know our citizenship is in heaven, but our stewardship is here on earth. And so we are taking a stand for our neighbor on some of the most difficult topics that really I think our culture has faced in a long time. And we are saying that we want it to have a biblical worldview. And some people have asked, why a biblical worldview? Well, a biblical worldview exercises humility. A biblical worldview knows that it stands for righteousness and holiness and love for others. A biblical worldview really helps us to have that understanding of who God is. So I'm going to share my screen here with you. And let's see if we can get this to work. Well, let me just do it this way. There we go. If you haven't downloaded the Washington Defender app, I want to encourage you to do so. There's a lot of great things here. I also have over here our FPIW actions. So maybe you're not an app person, you want to do it through a website, feel free to do that here. So Washington Defender app is located in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. And when you come in, you're going to see some bills that we are recommending action for. Now, I will tell you that you have to set up your phone. So also, I want to encourage you, read these. Make sure that you agree with the position that FPIW Action is suggesting. You may have a different of opinion. That is perfectly okay. So Washington House Bill 1676 modifies the state's charter school. On that one, we're recommending pro on that one. But you can see there's a whole bunch, and there will be 6 to 10 of these new every day. So come back and check this out. So then when you click on one, this one's religious liberty. You can click up here to get a little bit more information. And let's read this one. It says, Democrat state lawmakers are trying again to require clergy members in Washington to report child abuse or neglect, including when it is disclosed to them by a congregant during confession. This is the third straight session that the issue will be debated in the Washington state. The Catholic Conference welcomes narrowing the clergy pittance privilege to sacrament confession and only the support mandatory reporting for situations outside of confession. So this is one of those privilege things. This is one of the most sticky things. I've been a pastor for a long time, and I'm still actually praying about this one, whether I do pro or con on this. I'm thinking about what do I do with this? There's parts where I want to protect the children and make sure that they are 100% safe. And in fact, when I do biblical counseling, I always say I choose to be a mandatory reporter. And so I undo my pit and privilege there. So I'm going to hold off on that one and just think about it a little bit more and begin to pray about it. And so this one is another one that says, the gray wolf population has grown steadily for 14 consecutive years since 2008 and proposes that the current endangered designation be downgraded to sensitive designation. So this is about the wolves and our environment. So let's say if you wanted to do pro on this one, you would go in here. And this is one of the things that is really powerful to be able to do. It's kind of one click pro. And then if your autofill in your phone, this is what's really important. The autofill in your phone has to be set up properly. So if you haven't done that, we would love to help you make sure that that is set up properly. So you hit your autofill here. And I know that that's the autofill I want to use. And it fills it in for you just like this. So FPIW does not set up that autofill. Your phone, you have to do that in your phone to make that happen. I'm not a robot. And now I registered my position on this bill. And so, I clicked the wrong button. So let's try it again. Pro and autofill. There we go. And then I'm not a robot and it's done. Okay, so we submitted that. So then I can go back over to here and say I did that one. That helps me to remember which ones I have done and not done. So I want to encourage you to do that. If you have problems setting up that phone or whatever, you can Google, iPhones and Android devices are slightly different. I have a video coming out for iPhones. I'm trying to figure out how to demonstrate the Android. So here's Brad's bulletin, and you can check this out. But I wanted to show you this real quick. We've put some buttons on here so that if you want to see the schedule of the whole week, this is taking over to Legois, and it's giving you the schedule of what's happening in different committees. And if you click on these agendas, you're going to see there's a lot of bills going through. So we try to track as many as we can, and to represent you well. We do make mistakes. We do miss some of the bills, but we've given you this link to see the bill schedule for the week. We've also given you this area that takes you over to Legois that you can search out a topic. And so let's just say like you want to search on the criteria of abortion. So we're going to type abortion in here. You kind of have to know, and then we're going to look in document selection. We're going to click, this is narrowing down, there we go, all bills, okay, and we'll hit search, and this is going to give you bills like 5321, where that is going, and you can research this bill in here. Now, one of the cool things is if you go to Legois and you look at these bill numbers, you're going to be able to get more information. So you could just type in 5321 and, you can see where it is in the process, those kind of things. And so you can search by topics. We at FPIW are no way perfect. We miss bills at different times. And so we want to take a stand for life. We believe that life starts at conception. So Rebecca is asking this one, HB question pound. Rebecca, can you go ahead and restate that question? House bill, maybe that's what she's wanting. So House bill, and then it has a number, or Senate bill, and it has a number. So if you have a different question, let me know. But we can, we can look at these and do these different House bills and Senate bills here. And maybe you want more research. So you can take a bill that we're recommending a certain action, and go and research that more. Like if you want 1676, and you can look up that bill and get that more information where it's at and its flow on here. We also have created a bill library for you under House bills, and we break it down by House bills and Senate bills in our Action website. So you'll see that bill library here on your phone as well, our bill library, and you can see some of those here by topic. if you want to follow those as well. We're trying to make it as easy as possible. And remember, many of you may be testifying. You may choose to testify on these bills. We encourage you to do so. Remember that don't testify out of fear. God is with you and God goes before you. Don't be rude, but be abundantly clear. You know, think about the person that you're testifying in front of, that, you know, that you are being salt and light and drawing them to the gospel. So think about how you're coming across to others as well. So this is some of the ways that you can interact with this app. Now, let's say some people say, well, how does this learn section and these action sections? You may want to learn from other people. So maybe you want to come down here and read a Defender article on one of these, or Carrie Abbott maybe commenting on some of these, or Brandy Cruz maybe saying something, Family Policy Institute, that's us, or Washington Policy Center maybe calling. So you may want to learn more and do some research on some of these. That learn section is there. Maybe MJ Bolt is interviewing on some bills, or here I interviewed Catholic Charities on life. And so you may look at these different things. Here's Jim Walsh speaking on some of these bills. There's a bunch of different podcasts with a bunch of different spectrums of voices from, you know, all across our state that are speaking on these things. So you could check those out there and learn more. We can also take, let's say, like there's a really one of these that's really important to you, and you want to share that into a huddle. You want others to take action on that. You can hit share, and for these bills, you can hit share, and you can share that into a huddle. So that way, those who are in that huddle will get a notification to take action. So if I throw that into there, and I say, hey, let's take action on this one. Maybe I should spell it right. Let's try it again. Oh, let's take action. You can take that action. And then that's going to show up in that small group that I'm a part of. And these also have deadlines. And so it's kind of important that you know that, you know, they do fall off after the deadlines have passed. So I go to the huddles. I just shared that into my huddle. And this is a small group that I happen to be a part of. So I'll go down to my small group here. And you can see that right there, I just shared this and let my people know, that those who are involved in the small group, to take action on this one. So that's how it goes from learn to huddle. And then activate is kind of a menu. It gives you a little bit more detail of bills and hearings that are there, that are coming up. And so you may want to be involved with that. We do have difference of opinions on these at times. And so maybe you want to see what Nancy Churchill, she's been following bills for a long time, or IWAFA, they follow bills, is saying about some of these. You can go into their areas and check them out. So let me find, there's Influencing Olympia. So here's Nancy Churchill's opinions on these bills. And so you can research there what you like to do. Her bills are coming up and how she's suggesting that you testify on these bills. And so that's in there as well. We're trying to get more and more groups in to build out their one-click buttons, just like what we have here. It does take a little bit of learning how to make this so simple, but we're trying to get groups to do that. So if you have questions, put it in the, Rebecca, I'm sorry, I may not have answered your question accurately or what you were thinking, but I want to encourage you to put that in the comment section. I'll hopefully see that as we go. So this is some practical ways. This app and this legislative website, Action Alerts, are updated daily. And so you just need to know that we're updating these. They kind of go in, you know, they go hand. This is fpiwaction.org on there. So you can check those out and be a part of that. The idea of the app is to be a grassroots movement so that on a break at work, you can do some of these bills and let your voice be heard in Olympia. I'm going to say it one more time. Our citizenship is in heaven, but our stewardship is here on earth. And what do I mean by that? We know that heaven's a real place, and that the Bible is clear that we are aliens, you might say, not aliens like woo, but aliens like we are foreigners to this land, and that we are to be salt and light to the world and the earth. And so this is a way to let our voice be heard. Now you say, why would we be involved? Isn't politics really messy? I'm like, well, families are messy. My own life can be messy at times. And yet God asked me to steward that. He asked me to steward my family, to love my family, to represent Christ to my family. And he's also asked me to steward my own life. And so there's a great resource that we have on the theology of governmental involvement. So it is in the app as well under more resources. It's great to understand that we have authority by God given to us over ourselves, over different areas of our life, and I would encourage you to check that out. Any questions on the bills? Is there one that you want me to comment on? Anything in the comments section, let me know. I would love to do that. I hope that this helps you guys. I know it helps me. So if no one else, the investment we've made helps me. And we need to take a stand. Now, I want to bring up our issues booklet really quick here. And show you what we find at FPIW to be incredibly important, that these are the issues that we are looking at and over and for. And let me get this opened up and set up, and then I'll share my screen. These are the things that we believe impact the family, and we try to educate you on those through our FPIW 501c3. And to activate you through our 501c4. So let's see here. I'm almost there. We'll get this opened up for you. I should have done that before. All right. So there we go. Let me share my screen. Oops, let me make it bigger. So these are our policy book that we have. And you're going to see that whether it's individual freedom, public safety, property rights, legal immigration, environmental stewardship, parental rights, these are incredibly important. We believe that the parent or legal guardian has the primary stewardship or ownership over their children, healthcare freedom, election integrity, tax control, affordable housing, all these impact the family, protecting life, biblical marriage. We believe marriage is between one man and one woman, religious liberty, effective transportation, addiction recovery, homelessness. These are all bills, are all areas that impact the family. We have a little statement, a little Bible verse about our worldview on these. And so if you have questions about kind of where we lean on things, this is a good way to go check it out and see where we are as we go. I'm noticing a lot of you jumping on. Want to encourage you that if you haven't asked a question, you want to. We just went over some bills information. I'm going over quickly. What are some of the areas that are our issues? And I recently was interviewed by a New York Times article about this issue of abortion. And we believe in protecting life. We believe that the vulnerable, the most vulnerable among us is in the womb, and the elderly and the disabled. And we believe that as the church, as the body of Christ, we should take a stand to protect life, to say, you know, God is the giver of those in the womb, and that we should take a stand on those issues. So this is our policy booklet. This hasn't changed. Biblical marriage, we've added to it. Religious liberty, addiction recovery, transportation, homelessness, affordable housing, tax control, election, parental rights, property rights. These are all things that impact the family. And so love for you to get that. That's also in our app or on our websites. You can check those out there. So I know many of you are jumping on. Today is a day of action. I want to encourage you to register your position. We must, otherwise it is a culture of death. Rebecca, that's, I'm going to share that. It is exactly right. We must take a stand for this. Now, I want to be clear on this again. I think we should be like Paul when he talked to people in authority. We should be very, very polite and kind, but that does not mean we should not be clear. So we honor the position, even if we can't honor the person at the time. And so what I mean by that? We know that oftentimes God puts an authority over us, those in charge of us, as ministers of God, it says, to those who are elected. And we should represent the gospel with clarity. I think we can use language that is strong, concise, and also that it is very clear. So you can check us out. So I know a lot of you just jumped on. Somehow I just zoomed in. If you have a question, do that. I'm going to try to do these updates more and more just to bring attention to bills that are out there. But if you haven't downloaded the Washington Defender app, I want to encourage you to do that in the Apple App Store or Google Play, and or check us out on our FPIW Action website. It's two places that you can take action. So we give you one click to be able to do this. Now, you may not agree on every single thing that we suggest, and that is perfectly okay. I'm not going to question your salvation or your morality or anything like that. And I ask that you don't question ours as well. We may have a different approach or on this. I also don't mind if you say, hey, will you reconsider this one and doing it the opposite of what you suggested? We love that kind of conversation and that kind of feedback. We know that you also, you know, we're going to give you a synopsis of different bills, but you may have to do a little bit of your own research as well. And make sure we don't want you to blindly just take our recommendations and do them. So when you click on this one's, like one of these I'm still praying about, because I have two tensions in my life on this. One, I've always practiced, as a pastor, I've just elected to say that I'm a mandatory reporter. But I also know that people need a safe place to go, to talk to their pastors in private. So there's a tension there. So I haven't voted on that one yet. I'm still thinking about it. I will tell you that, let's look at this one. So this is HB 1538. So again, if I want to go to Legois, which you can get there, I can type in 1538. I can see where it's in the process. If I want to submit a written testimony, here it is. I can do different things. I can testify in person, testify remotely. I can do different things right here. I can also get those links inside the app. So House Bill 1538 establishes a new grant program in Washington State to provide capital financial assistance to small school districts with 1,000 students or fewer that are financially distressed and have aging school facilities. So this is a position that you could take, and maybe you pray about this. The buildings are 30 years old or older. Let's see what Brad's recommending. He's saying let's do pro on that one. So you look at it and you think about, you know, what do you think about that for small school districts? I know that many conservatives have given up on the public schools. They're saying, nope, we need to get everyone out of public schools. And there's some right reasons why we should do that. Others are saying, no, we need to steward that. We need to be salt and light in that. And so you're going to think through that and be led by the Lord of how you want to register your position on those bills and take that stand. I really hope that our Christian educators across our state will begin to take a stand on issues of gender, issues of life, issues of not indoctrinating our kids. I hope that the Christians who are in those public schools will start being more vocal about that. So I'm praying about that one as well. I haven't come to a conclusion. I'm thinking about it. I look at this one. Let's go to this one. 1340. I think I already did this one, but done. 1340 says that Washington is the fourth most expensive state for residents compared to the national average. Law income earners have been hit hard by the spike of cost of food. And so this one reduces taxes. Well, that fits within my within my worldview. And so I went and I registered. So you can click on this. I did this one, so I won't do it twice, but I went and clicked Pro. So you click Pro. And then you click here, and you're going to get this autofill button here. Now, I've said this already. You have to set this autofill up in your phone. This is not us. This is, you have to figure out how to autofill through your phone. So it autofills for me, and then I hit I am not a robot. Okay. Now, I've already done this one, so I'm not going to submit it twice. I don't think you're supposed to. I don't know. But I hit done on that one. So that's less tax. That fits within my worldview. And so I think that's good. Let's look at this one. It looks at I did this one as well. You can click here for more information. This one is HB 1307. It says House Bill 13 aims to reduce economic strain and improving quality of life for families and caregivers by eliminating sales tax for diapers. I have three grandkids. This would be great. And the burden, you know, I oftentimes wonder how my kids make it with the financial burdens that we've placed on people. So again, I did this one Pro. I agreed with Brad on this one, and I registered Pro. So that's at one click. And I'm not going to do it twice because I don't know that that's ethical, but I'm going to do it once and then click autofill. Again, that autofill is set up in your phone, and then boom, you're done. You hit I'm not a robot and submit. So we put that done button there so that you can know which ones you've accomplished. So there are some bills. You know, I think one of the things that is really important is if there's a bill, like I was showing people how to search or going through this bill schedule, we're a team. As Washington Defenders, we're a team. Email me and say, hey, I think we're missing this bill. Check out this bill, you know. Because if you go in here, there's a lot of bills in each under each agenda item. And so if you go in there and you're doing your research and that's something that you enjoy doing, and you want us to focus in on it, and it pertains to our issues that we just talked about over here, I want to encourage you to let us know. Tell us, hey, a bill to pay attention to, and you can just, send that over to bnoble@fpiw.org. We're wanting to watch all these. There's a lot of great organizations out there that follow them, influencing Olympia effectively, Nancy Churchill. We have Conservative Ladies of Washington follows them. We have, I think there's a lady named Georgina on the west side that are watching them. Anyways, there's a lot of good people out there following bills. And I think that we may not always agree on each and every bill or the importance of each and every bill or have a slightly different focus, but the more that we can work together to talk about these things and have productive dialogue, I think it's the better. Also, you may think, hey, I want to testify on this. Well, we give you the links there on the bills that we're following. And we've also given you the access to all the other bills. So consider doing that. You can remotely testify just by logging in on the platform like Zoom. They set it up for you. You can testify in person. Again, if you're going to do that, do not do that out of fear or arrogance. Do it out of humble confidence in God, where you're abundantly clear. Now, some people say, how do I testify? Well, you introduce yourself. You say whether you are for or against whatever, or maybe you want an amendment. The bill is in front of you. Then you say why that you're for or against, and then you ask them to vote either for or against, depending on, what the issue is. I think it's also important that when we do this, there's things that are winsome, and there's things that aren't winsome. So stay on topic, stay on the issue, not the person. Or persons, stay, focused, be passionate, but have self-control in the midst of that passion as we go. I don't know, questions. If you guys have questions, feel free to comment down on the bottom right-hand corner. Just doing a little bit of an app tour. If you haven't gotten that autofill set up either for your web browser on your computer or in your phone, I would strongly encourage you to figure that out. And to really find a way that it makes it a lot easier, a lot faster as we go. Also, I want to reemphasize this again is, let me go back to here. I want to reemphasize that We have placed a way for you to search bills. So if there's a topic, maybe there's, and we didn't build this. This is sending you over to search.ledge.wa.gov. So this is their website, and it actually functions a little bit easier on the website here. So let me pop over there. And I just bookmark these so I can get back to them easy. But I can search out agriculture. I can search out, I know this one will bring one up. So abortion, I can search out abortion. And then I click all bills that have the word abortion in it. And you can see it brings those up over here. So Senate Bill 5321, House Bill 1677. And then sometimes I open another tab. And I actually, for me, just so we're all clear, I actually learned how to do all this stuff this last week. I didn't know how to do this. Someone showed me. They're like, hey, this is how you look up a bill. And so it's brand new to me as well. But I can go see where that is. I can send a comment on this bill to my legislator if I want. Also on our website, we have Contact Olympia. Here's the committees. So if you want to, email, let's say, what was that one in? That one is in, does it tell me? Some of you are like, yeah, it's right there, Pastor Brian. I don't know where that committee is, but I'm sure it would tell me somewhere. So if you can figure out what committee it is, you can go right here and like, let's say it's local government, you can email the entire committee. Does anyone in the area who's listening know where that committee, where it tells you the bills committee? I'm probably just missing it in my pressure of being online here. I don't see the committee name here. Bill at a glance. Am I just missing it? I would think I'd be right here. Concerning access at public. Well, anyway, I think if you're going to comment, that's go to your legislator. But anyways, you can look up that committee somehow. I'm not quite sure, obviously, but we're learning together as we go. So again, a lot of these quick buttons are in our app and or on our website here. So you can check those out as well. So any questions, let us know. One of the things that we at FPIW, I think people have thought that we're gonna be able just to track all these bills. I want to show you how many of these bills there are. So let me go into this bill schedule. I'm going to do it so you can get it on your phone, the bill schedule here, but it is a little bit easier to read over here. So I just bookmarked these. Here is the schedule for this week. So like at 1/29/2020, that's passed. What day is it? It's February. Let me refresh this, because that's probably an old link. No, it's, I don't know why it's bringing up 1/29, but we could go down here and see today is February. What is today? The 3rd. And here's the 3rd. So these are the bills that will be heard today in the Environment and Energy Committee. So here it gets committee. So let's say I want to see what those bills that are coming up. See, there they are, HB 1607, HB 1673. Here's the House bills that are going to be considered at that time. And then you can testify on those and look for those bills. So once you know like this House bill, if you go back to our website you can email the entire committee there as well. So any questions in the comments that you want to ask, I want to be here to answer those. We're trying to make it simple for everyone to be involved. As I was just pointing out, there are so many bills. So all hands on deck. We need all of you looking at them. If there's one that's really important that we're missing, you need to tell us right away, as we go. So we would love to be a part of that. Any questions? If not, I'm going to sign off and just say a blessing for your day. Hope it was beneficial for you. Did you guys enjoy this session? Let me know in the comments. Anything I can do to make it better, let me know, and we'll go from there. All right, not seeing any, and hopefully that's just not on my side. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his face shine upon you. May this be a day that we understand that our citizenship is in heaven and our stewardship is here on earth. May we walk in his grace, in his confidence, and may we experience God's perfect peace. God bless you.